This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm James Hattori.
I'm Madeline Brand. This country has a long tradition of recognizing its military heroes, or at least some of them. Now, a new exhibition in San Francisco is paying tribute to a class of decorated vets who haven't received a lot of recognition, gays. As NPR's John McChesney reports, the exhibition is called Outranks.
The first thing you see when you walk in the door of the exhibit is a slightly worn blue Air Force jacket with Staff Sergeant stripes on the sleeve. It belonged to Leonard Matlevich.
Leonard Matlevich came out as a gay man in the Air Force in 1975, and he was the first person to legally challenge the ban on gays in the military.
Steve Estes interviewed 50 gay veterans for his book, Ask and Tell. His book was the inspiration for this exhibit. Behind the jacket is a Time magazine cover with a photo of Matlevich. He came out just as the war in Vietnam was ending, and at a time when no one talked about gays in the military. His medals are on display here as well.
He had served a couple of tours in Vietnam. He had been wounded. He got a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star. In every sense of the word, he was a hero. But when he came out, the military kicked him out.
Matlevich became the poster boy for gays in the military and later won a civil suit against the Air Force. Estes leads me over to another exhibit.
One of my favorite artifacts in the exhibit is this bulletproof Bible. It's a Bible that, as you can see, it's sheathed in steel on the front and the back. And Michael Jobe, who lives here in San Francisco and who served in Vietnam, his mom gave it to him when he was drafted.
Job, who lives in San Francisco in an apartment adorned with a peace symbol, says he volunteered for the draft because a fellow teacher asked him if he was a homosexual. He says it scared him to death.
And I went in the military because I had it wired that if you go in the military, it proves you aren't gay.
Job says he would come back from leave with staged pictures of him with women to show to his buddies. He was with the 101st Airborne in the northern part of Vietnam. He was part of a machine gun team and says they faced some tough combat. He came home a decorated soldier.
Yeah, the Bronze Star, you know, the Army Commendation Medal. And
you say the Bronze Star in a kind of offhand way. That's a fairly significant.
Well, that's what people say. Oh, you have the Bronze Star. And I can remember years later going, well, does that mean something?
Job may play down his decorations because he's been a peace activist since he was discharged. Back at the exhibit, Steve Estes points out a glass case featuring mementos of Stephen Clark Hall, who commanded a nuclear submarine.
And over here we have a model of his sub, his uniform, with his Naval Academy graduation year in 1975. And this actually is the pennant that flies over submarine for the commander. And this was his commander's pennant of his sub.
Like Michael Job, Steve Clark Hall lives in San Francisco. And there's another way his life is similar to Job's.
Did you know when you signed up that you were gay?
I had no idea. In fact, gays were those immoral people we used to read about in the Chronicles at high school. It's like, well, I certainly wouldn't be one of those. So it wasn't until about a year and a half after I graduated from the Naval Academy, I thought, maybe I'm not like everybody else. And then what do you do?
What Hall did was lead a dual existence throughout most of his 20-year career as he rose to command a sub. Hall says if young men or women are kicked out or leave because of their homosexuality, it's the military's loss.
Some of your more talented, dedicated sailors happen to be the gay ones. Many people don't know that they're gay until they're 22, 23. At this time, the military's invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in training. And in some cases, it's a lot more than that for a pilot. And the person now has to decide, gee, I'm gay. Do I want to stay in this organization?
Hall and others who participated in this exhibit hope that the new Congress or a new administration will revise the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy of the Clinton administration. But they acknowledge that military attitudes and prejudices run deep. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.